Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live Open Forum. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Our guest this hour, Tim Staples, who is the Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers, the author of Behold Your Mother, a biblical and historical defense of the Marian doctrines, and among many other things, including the very famous Nuts and Bolts. Tim, welcome back.
Hey, it is good to be back. Can I tell the folks?
Give me the news. Is it good news or bad news?
You know what, folks? We made our match.
Woo-hoo!
In the first hour. And
it really didn't
feel
like it. I was scared actually in that one.
You see, even you were scared.
Yeah.
It wasn't just me. But I was told that as I was speaking in my last, please, that actually we went over as I was speaking there. And folks, you know what? We really want to get a good start on this. We've got a brand new match of $10,000. So folks, let's fill up these phone lines right from the start. Let's save Tim Staples' heart this hour. And Cy, too.
No,
were even.
I was fine. I wasn't worried at all. No. I'm going back on.
I don't buy it for 1 minute. All right. Well, folks, give us a call, 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Remember, folks, you know, one thing that folks, I think, don't realize is when we say that this is it for us, I mean, this is a huge percentage of our budget for radio, isn't it, Cy? I mean, basically.
Well, this is it, really. I mean,
there's.
You could say there's a few dollars here or there, but this is it.
This is basically it. I mean, what happens here determines what we're going to do. And I got to tell you, I'm excited right now about the possibility of starting my own podcast.
Yeah.
And right. I want to call it Theology Matters.
Yes.
And I will go absolutely berserk.
You're giving all this away right
now. I know. I probably shouldn't do that.
All right.
But you know what? These are the kinds of things that we want to do. Jimmy Akin's podcast.
Oh, he's got
mine.
A good one coming. The two of you. Why? Shame on you for not podcasting thus far. Shame on you.
Well, we need folks to call 888-291-8000.
Right. We also needed another set of microphones, frankly. We need another because the studio is so busy now. There's not time to get all these podcasts in.
It is true. We've got – let's just put it this way, folks. There is a lot of stuff we want to do here, and it is dependent upon – you picking up that phone right now, 888-291-8000. There is a lot more stuff that we want to do here at Catholic Answers, and we simply can't do it without you. In fact, we don't stay on the air without you calling, 888-291-8000. And that really is true. We've got to pay for these lights. We got to pay Cy Kellett's. You know,
enormous.
We have to roll the truck out to get his paycheck. His check alone.
No, I just take it in precious metals. I don't even take a check anymore. I just take it in precious metals.
Oh, boy. Yes. Anyway, folks, we need your help at 888-291-8000. You know, as Cy said in the first hour, we only come to you four times a year to do this. And that's why, my blood pressure gets up over these 3 days and such, because I know that it really is so crucial for us. And sometimes I don't think that comes across. You know, these guys probably have plenty. No, we don't. We really don't. This is where it's at, and we need your help. We help you guys every other day on here.
Every other day. Oh, I thought you were saying
every
2 days we're helpful.
And we're helping you this day, too, because we're answering questions. But we need you guys. These are the days we come to you. Like Cy said, hat in hand, we need your help, folks. And so please go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Oh, there's another.
888-291-8000, folks. And the last thing I'll say, Cy.
Yeah.
If these folks could read the letters and emails that we get of the lives change. We heard, I think, was it Danny? Whoever it was who called in the last hour said he's Catholic
because of
Catholic Answers Live. That's priceless. That's why, right there, you don't need anything else. If you were thinking about calling in and making that donation, making that pledge, make a monthly pledge, guys. Come on. Cy, you need
to
give them the numbers.
All right,
only have a few people per tower that support us. If we could just get a few more, we could revolutionize Catholic radio.
It's so funny that people think that this is all taken care of, but
it's not.
I know we've said this before, but I want to impress it upon you again. We average 13 donors per tower. So if we're on tower, you know, we don't own the towers. Those are your local Catholic radio station owns the towers, and you got to support them. Or EWTN owns them, or who, maybe I don't know if even – but whatever. But for, there's a certain number of towers that we're on across this country. And per tower, we have 13 donors. So that means this show is being paid for by 13 people wherever you are. If you're in,
it's incredible.
You know, name the city, 13 people are paying for us to be able to do Catholic. If we got that, as Tim said, just get it to 15, like yep. two more. The things that we could do, it's just tremendous.
But you know what happens? We lose a few.
Yep. Right.
And then we get some back. And you know, but we're waiting for that breakout. But you know what? I will say this. We have been able to do a whole lot of new stuff with Rochelle's podcast, yeah, Trent Horn's podcast. And now we are talking, talking about some more podcasts and a lot more that we want to do, folks.
And
like
doing
I said,
TV on
I'm excited.
EWTN.
Oh, yeah. TV as
all
well.
All that has been made possible because you supported
us. So, folks,
look,
we've got a whole lot of open lines right now. So let's get on the phones, folks. And please don't let the devil tell you your $50 doesn't mean anything. That is a lie. It means everything to us at Catholic Answers. And there are, I know there are some folks right now, your life has been touched by Catholic Answers. You can give that $5,000 gift right now. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
You know what we forgot to say?
What's that?
There's another $10,000 match this hour.
I said it from the start.
Yes, you know I forgot to do was listen.
Yeah.
In your time. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. I do want to say this. Tim's talked about monthly donors quite a bit. A monthly donor is it's hard to describe how precious it is because
yes.
it's something that you know is coming. It provides opportunity for planning and a certain confidence and that kind of
yep.
thing. And so what Darren, the director of radio, does is he makes these deals to get books that we can give you for becoming a monthly donor. So the way it works, you make a monthly pledge of $20. At the end of the year, you will have given us $240 then. But the person who's matching your donations this hour will also give us $240. So for your $20 a month pledge, we're getting $480, basically. That's what you're doing. You're financing us. And the $480 goes a long way. So 888-291-8000 is the number. But also, if you're able to make that $20 a month pledge, Darren has arranged for us to be able to give you these books. Bad Shepherds, The Dark Years in Which the Faithful Thrived While the Bishops Did the Devil's Work. And you might be thinking, oh, that's a book about today. But it's not. It's what's so cool about this book. It's by Rod Bennett, and it gives you the whole history of the church thriving and surviving despite the fact that her pastors have often been devilish.
Amen.
Devilish men.
And that's because Jesus said, I will build my church. He didn't say Peter will build the church. He didn't say the bishops will build the church. I will build my church.
Right.
We have the promise and power of Jesus Christ that guarantees the Catholic Church will be here, Pope and all, until the end of time.
So we're able to give you that book, Bad Shepherds, as well as this book. And Tim, have you ever wanted to, I wish there was a one-volume history of the Catholic Church that was just history and it was exciting and interesting and it told the true story? Yeah, Steve Weidenkopf did it. Timeless, A History of the Catholic Church in one volume from Steve Weidenkopf. Both of those are yours. Because if you're able to make a pledge of $20 per month, dial and make your pledge now. We're going to go to calls now. 888-291-8000 is the place where you can make that pledge. 888-291-8000. I'm on the wrong page here. Here we are. Jordan in Detroit, Michigan, listening on Ave Maria Radio. You are up next. Your question for Tim.
Hey, good evening, guys. Thanks for taking my call. My question has to do with some of the Protestant claims that when God sees us, he sees Jesus.
Yes.
So I haven't really heard any scriptural arguments, only I hear creative quotes like you stand before God as if you were Christ because Christ stood before God as if he were you.
Yeah.
But I was reading Colossians chapter 3 the other night. And
That's
3,
the one.
Verses 3 and 4.
Yes.
That is where they get it from. So I wanted to get your take on the Catholic understanding of that piece of scripture and kind of just the overall argument against that.
Sure, yeah. That's the one I used to use. Colossians 3, 3 and 4. Our life is hid in Christ, or, hidden in Christ. And we used to say that, that when God looks at us, he doesn't see us, he sees Jesus Christ. And that's rooted in a false doctrine that was actually condemned at the Council of Trent that says it's not even our own faith that saves us, but it's a faith of Christ, meaning Christ imputes a faith to us that's not even ours, right? But we say, what we say as Catholics is that faith is first and foremost a gift, no doubt. It's a gift from God. And of course, we have verses of scripture like Ephesians 2:8-9, which says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." We agree with our Protestant friends in that regard, that the gift of faith, in fact, grace itself, is a gift. You know, you can't merit grace. You can't merit to obtain grace. We can merit to grow in grace after we are in Christ. Cy and I were talking about that today, in fact.
Another thing our donors pay for is Catholic Answers Focus, that podcast, and that's where we did that.
That was a topic for today's Focus. That's right. But at any rate, yeah, we can grow in Christ and merit, in fact, eternal life, but only because we're in Christ. So that Christ and the charity of Christ is the first principle of all merit. Okay, so here's the key. Yes, faith is a gift, but faith is also something we must do. And this is where our Protestant friends, at least most of them, miss it. They don't understand that the truth of Scripture, that faith is a theological virtue. It's theological, meaning it's from God. Absolutely, a gift from God, but it's a virtue, which means it's also a human act, not in the sense, I know my Protestant friends go nuts, human act, heresy. No, it's human in as much as we must freely exercise the gift. And my goodness, do you find this everywhere in sacred scripture? You know, how often do we find Jesus, for example, in Revelation 2:10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." So faith is something we must do, not just receive. And my favorite, Cy knows it because we talked about it today, is John chapter 10. You know, in John 10, verse 30, when Jesus says, "I and the Father are one," and the Jews pick up rocks to kill him because he just declared himself to be God. If you go down to verses 37 and 38 there, Jesus basically says to them, "Look, guys, I know what I said just sounded crazy," right?
Yeah.
He says, "But if you can't believe my word, believe for the work's sake." Seen anybody else walk on water? Raise the dead lately, right? Believe for the sake of the works. So what does that tell you about faith? Faith is something you must choose to do. It's not just something you receive, but you must choose to believe. And oh my goodness, that's such a foundation for the Christian faith and everything we are about. And so, because of that reality, then we see, look, when Paul's talking about our life is hidden in Christ, it doesn't mean that somehow we disappear and all he sees is Jesus. No, what it means is Jesus is the one who empowers us to do anything that we do. So radically true is this that St. Paul would say in Galatians 2:20, "I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I live, but and the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who gave himself for me." Notice he says, "I'm crucified with Christ, I'm dead, nevertheless I live, I'm alive." You know, and he goes back and forth saying, "I'm dead, I'm alive, I'm dead, I'm alive." Why? Because I'm in Christ. I die with him so that I raise to newness of life in him, so that then everything that I do is empowered by Jesus Christ. But it doesn't mean God doesn't see me. I mean, that just makes, gospel texts like Matthew 25:31-46, the final judgment where Jesus Christ says, "Inasmuch as you've done it to the least of my brethren, you've done it unto me." I mean, why do these folks go to heaven? Because of what they did and did not do. It wasn't, you know, absolutely. No, it's because it's what Jesus did. It's not what you did. No, it's both. And that's what we have to tell folks. This is why St. Paul will say in Romans chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, God will reward each man according to his faith. Is that what he says? No. God will reward each man according to his works. To him who continues in good works, his reward shall be glory and corruption and eternal life. For what? For what he did. So you don't want to take a couple of verses, Colossians 3, 3, and 4, lift them out of context and eliminate all these other biblical texts that tell us it's Christ empowering us, but we have to do something, and God will judge us for what we do, not just for what we believe and not just for what Jesus did.
Jordan, just a perfect question for Catholic Answers and for Tim Staples in particular. Yeah, that was that's what we call right in your wheelhouse.
Amen, brother. And you know what else is in my wheelhouse? What? I need folks to pick up a phone right now. You know, we really do need to hear from you folks, because once again, we're not even close. And I know it's early in the hour, but I still get nervous because we haven't even gotten one oar in the water yet. On gifts. So, folks, we need you to pick up that phone now at 888-291. Now, I know we do have some folks on the phone line, so maybe we're going to get some good news here about gifts that are coming in. But right now, we really need your help.
We got about half the lines open.
Yes, we do.
About half the lines are still open.
Maybe a little over half. So, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Folks, we give good, solid, Catholic, biblical, traditional, reasonable responses for our Catholic faith to people of all different religions, world religions. We've answered atheists, Hindus, Buddhists, Muslims. We've had Muslims call.
Right.
In fact, I can tell you we have covered the gamut, and we've also helped the gamut to become Catholic over the years.
888-291-8000 is the number to give. 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online at CatholicsAnswersRadio.com. That's CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Either way you give, your donation is matched dollar for dollar up to $10,000 this hour, and we've got to reach that $10,000 mark to get that $10,000 match. 888-291-8000. If you're thinking, my gift doesn't really matter, again, we would let you know and remind you that we are supported by 13 people per radio tower that we have. Everyone matters. This is not an operation that operates on giant donations from big donors. We have donors who are very supportive. For example, the person who gave us the $10,000 this hour to match. But primarily, we are run on the goodwill of people who want to share the good news. It's as basic as that. Whether you got a lot, whether you got a little, it's people just saying, I'm going to do my part to share the good news. You know, the world is a mess. Sometimes I've said this to you many times before, Tim, but to be you Catholic apologists nowadays, you're not just defending the faith. Yeah. You're defending reality.
Yes.
You're defending the very idea that some things are real, some things are not real.
Yeah.
Like our gender, for example.
Yes.
You know, like, actually, that's a real thing.
You know what, Cy? When I signed up for this back, you know, I can't believe I've been doing this professionally now for 25 years, and I've been a Catholic now for 31 years. When I signed up for this, I had no idea I would be arguing one day over biology.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet, that's what we're called to do. Because, hey, when people are denying what a human being is, we've got to defend that, because grace builds on nature. You know,
if you don't even believe in nature, you're in trouble.
There's no foundation. I mean, we're talking Psalm 11, verse 3, a prophetic text in the Old Testament says, if the foundations are destroyed, what shall the righteous do? This is what we're talking about here, where man has become so arrogant as to say, no, I'm going to tell God whether I'm a male or female, instead of understanding what Genesis chapter 1 tells us, male and female, he created them. And even more absurd is we can look now scientific. We're in the age of science where we can look to a cellular level. We can look at DNA and we can tell you, you are a male and you are a female.
Right.
That's what you are. Biology. And they say, nope.
No.
Because
right.
I say, I'm a 75-year-old Chinese woman.
Yep.
And by golly, who are you to tell me anything other? That's the level of insanity we've reached as a culture. And folks, this is why we need the purity of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics, to cut through the darkness, to proclaim the truth that God really did send his only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He really did establish a church so that we can know with certainty the truths of the faith so that we can have eternal life and so that we can live now in the abundance of life that God wills for us this side of the veil. And of course, all important, we can live for him happily forever, folks. This is what it's all about. I can't think of a better place to put your money other than into an organization like Catholic Answers that focuses on the fullness of the gospel. I want you to know, Catholic Answers has never been about Carl Keating. It's never been about Jimmy Akin, Patrick Madrid, right? I could bring up others who have been with us in the past and no longer are.
Just don't say Patrick Coffin.
It's not about Patrick Coffin.
It makes me nervous.
It's not about Tim Staples. Yeah. It's not about Trent Horncroft. It is about Catholic Answers. That's what we do. And yes. I'm telling you, my friends, I am not ashamed to say that is exactly what our culture needs today. And so that's why I am bold in asking you to step out in faith right now. There are a number of you right now, you know you need to be on that phone. Come on, you've been listening to us for a long, long time and you have been blessed. It's time for you to be a blessing at 888-291-8000. I'm going to ask one more time. I know there are some folks who can give that $2,000, $3,000 gift.
Right.
We've got a bunch right now that could give $1,000 at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000 is the number. Let me just tell you this. Teresa, in loving memory of Shirley Carl, gave $1,000. I guess it was Shirley who had 16 children and was a wonderful mother. What a beautiful thing to do. Thank you for that, Teresa, and God bless your mom. A $20 month from Horseshoe Bay, Texas. And I mentioned that because those $20 a month donations mean a great deal to us, actually.
Amen.
And every dollar of it is matched. You make the pledge and it all gets matched right now, this hour. And at that level, we want to send you these two very fine books, Bad Shepherds, The Dark Years in Which the Faithful Thrived, While the Bishops Did the Devil's Work. That's from Rod Bennett. And the other one, Timeless, A History of the Catholic Church, a one-volume history of the Catholic Church from the great Professor Steve Weidenkopf. We want to send them both to you, and we can, at a $20 a month level. 888-291-8000 is the number. Thank you, Teresa in Oklahoma, for your $200. There's someone from Anchorage, Alaska, gave us $200 and $207.50. And I get a kick out of this because I know what that person did. They said, I want to pay the credit card charge. Like, so you don't have to pay it. So they added the $750 onto that. I love when people do that. Uh-oh, amen. I have to stop talking. The boss is here. Hi, Chris Check.
Hey, Si. Hey, Tim. Listen, very yes. quickly, gentlemen. We had a question. Somebody called in. They made a significant pledge. They want to make a gift of stock, and they want to know if it's going to be matched. And so I told them, yep, absolutely. We'll match that pledge, and then you can fulfill it next week or whenever you're able to. So if somebody's out there thinking about a gift of stock or some other kind of instrument or they need time to put the gift together or whatever it is, yes, we'll take the pledge. Yes, the donor will match it, and you can fulfill next week or whenever you're able to.
I never even would have thought of that. You could just give the stock, huh?
And by the way,
that's very beneficial
absolutely,
to you.
Exactly. If you have questions about how to give a gift of stock to Catholic Answers, go to Catholic.com and then under donate, there the specific instructions about how to give a gift of stock. And there's a lot of advantages to it. If you own securities that have appreciated like crazy over the past since 2009, right? Tripled, quadrupled in value, you face a capital gain if you sell it. But if you give the stock to Catholic Answers, then you get the full value of the deduction, the full appreciated value of the stock, and Catholic Answers gets a good gift.
That's a lot of words that I don't know in that explanation, but I assume other people do. So give your stock to Catholic Answers.
Catholic.com and look under gifts of stock. But more importantly, folks, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We have a line open.
We have
one line open. We'll fill
it up. One of you out there in Radio Land is leaving a line
open. We still have a match to make this hour, Chris, too.
Yes,
we have not made the match. Ryan in Midland, Texas, you are up next. Thanks, Chris. Your question for Tim Staples, Ryan.
All right, Tim. My question in a nutshell is, what exactly is Peter's Pence? Is it supposed to be like a retirement fund the Pope gives priests and religious around the world, or is it a pension plan thing, or is it like a life insurance?
What is Peter's Pence? I never even heard of this. I mean, I never even thought of that question
before.
Ryan,
Peter's Pence is actually a fund It's collected one time a year all around the world, and or certainly in the United States, and that goes to the Pope to be given as he sees fit. It's not a priest fund. It's not a fund for the Pope. In fact, he uses it in any way he sees fit. But often it's used when there are natural disasters. The Pope will send money there. He uses it mostly, you'll find, for endeavors reaching out to the poor. But he can use it for evangelical reasons, for evangelistic reasons, and so forth. It's a great thing. I love giving to Peter's Pence every year.
Again, thank you very much, Ryan, for that call. It's Pledge Drive. We only come to you every 3 months. That's what I meant to say. Every 3 months.
Four times
a year.
There you go.
To ask you for your support, we have a match, $10,000, dollar-for-dollar match this hour, 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Andrews. Do you have questions about the Catholic faith? Get the answers on Call to Communion tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It's Open Forum, and you're very patient, those of you who are waiting to get your questions answered on Open Forum today. Thank you for your patience. We are going to get right back to you here as soon as we make this pitch again for the fact that we are in the midst – well, we're in the early stages of our quarterly pledge drive, where we come to you to ask you to keep Catholic Answers Live on the air. As we have said repeatedly, but we will say again, we actually depend on this, that we don't have a way of funding the radio program other than to come to you and ask you quarterly to do that. So when we have met the goal for this pledge drive, we will be funded for the next 3 months. That's how it works. And so you're kind of I don't know if that's what pay it forward means. I have to look up pay it forward now. I shouldn't have said it. But, you know, that kind of thing. You're making it possible for us to go into the future 3 months and continue to do this. The number to make your pledge or donation, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com if you want to do it online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. $10,000 match is still alive. That means we have not used it up. So every pledge or donation being made right now to Catholic Answers Live is being matched dollar for dollar, 888-291-8000. Our guest this hour is Tim Staples. Tim, are you feeling sanguine or anxious, or you don't want to share your feelings right now?
You know, right now, I want people to get on the phone and call. I'm not going to freak out this time.
Okay.
888-291-8000. I'm sure a lot of folks are out there saying, Tim, you need to have faith, pal.
Yeah.
And they're right. I shouldn't freak out like
but
I do.
But nervous people have faith too.
That's right. Maybe my faith isn't as strong. Pray for me that I get stronger faith, because I do get nervous when there's a lot of money on the line. And I know, and you and I know, Cy, the good that we do with this money. You know,
no.
It's really is about reaching people. I can't put into words what it is to hear on a day-to-day basis, Tim Staples, thank you. I am Catholic. In fact, we have a caller on the line, Mike from Colorado Springs, who said exactly that to our call screener. And it's so absolutely humbling to know that God could use a donkey like Tim Staples to bring the gospel to someone. And that's what we're about here, folks. So yeah, I do. I get on edge. I want to do so much more, Cy.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You see me day in and day out here.
Right.
You know, I get excited about what we do here, and I want to do so much more, but we've got to trust God. And folks, we need you to help us so that we can do oh so much more. And we've got lots of open lines right now. Please call us at 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you now. We are not there yet. We're a little over halfway. I think we're better than we were last hour.
Yeah, right.
But we're not there yet. We really need you to pick up the phones. Guys, 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you. Or you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. Tomorrow we have to have a meeting, find out who told Tim we call him a donkey behind his back. But we'll go now to Jeffrey in Connecticut, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Jeffrey, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Your question for Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Yes.
Holy Father just finished his trip to United Arab Emirates for interfaith dialogue with one of the imams over there.
Yes.
And he released a papal statement, and I have concerns of how to interpret it, because it implies a lot of religious pluralism and universalism related to the idea that God wills that we have multiple faith religions and multiple faith traditions, and it implies a lot of cultural diversity, but also a lot of religious diversity. And I'm just trying to square that with the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith.
Sure, Jeffrey, great question. I did read, I haven't had time to read the whole statement, but I read excerpts from it. And Jeffrey, I can tell you what the Holy Father said was right on, right down the line. I was so excited. In fact, I went home at lunch and I tried to catch on the news. I was surfing a bit while I was home for lunch to see the Holy Father, and oh my gosh, that it was glorious to see the Holy Father speaking in the United Arab Emirates. This is the first time ever a Pope speaking, and he's proclaiming the gospel. And those Catholics there who are greatly persecuted and such were elated. They interviewed, I was watching Fox News, and they interviewed several of the people, and you could see they were just blown away for seeing the Holy. To them, the Holy Father is this guy way over there that they'll never see.
Yeah.
And he came to them. This is enormous, my friends. This was a glorious day. And of course, his message is not going to be one that's going to destroy, you know, he's not going to go out there and just say, you know, something ridiculous, you know, like Islam is evil and you need to be Catholic now. I mean, you know, and I know, Jeffrey, you're not saying something like that. But I mean, there are some people who, my goodness, when St. Paul went to Mars Hill, he did not just come out with both barrels blasting and, you know, he quotes some of their own prophets. He's, and in fact, in one place, he emphasizes, just as our Holy Father did, we are all God's offspring, right? We are all brothers and sisters. In as much as we are sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, we are brothers, right?
Yeah.
There is a human family. Just as Paul emphasized that, I saw the Holy Father, I saw some of the speech, and I just loved it. Oh my gosh, because he sounded like St. Paul, emphasizing that and also condemning violence, just as Pope Benedict did in his Regensburg address, because violence is contrary to God's nature, contrary to our... So anyway, forgive me, I'm going off track here. But here, when, Jeffrey, you need to understand, when you hear the Holy Father speaking about pluralism and that God, it's God's will for there to be multiple religions, of course that's true. I mean, it's, you know, we have to understand, Jeffrey, what's, you know, what St. Thomas Aquinas calls the antecedent will of God and the consequent will of God. Of course, it's, and the Holy Father is not denying the antecedent will of God. Everybody needs to be Catholic. We need to convert every Muslim, every Jew, every Hindu, every Baptist, every human being, every Catholic. We need to convert Psy. We need to convert. Yeah. We all need ongoing conversion, and we all need to be Catholic. But we have to understand that it just like, as in a human family, you don't just hit, if you have a family member who is lost the faith and is going to whatever, you don't just hit them every day all the time with, you know, you're going to hell if you willfully and knowingly reject the Catholic. No, you love them. You love them with the truth. You find areas where you can agree, like we see in true ecumenism, where, you know, you begin with what you agree on. Of course, you understand that dialogue is not an end. It's a means to an ultimate end, which is full communion with the church, the bishops in union with the Bishop of Rome. And of course, that's what the Holy Father is saying. But when he says, you know, talks about a pluralism, God wills. Yes, God consequent to all that's happened in human history. Yes, God wills for there to be a Muslim faith right now. This is what has happened in human history, and God willed it. If God didn't will it in that consequent sense, it wouldn't exist. But because of the complexities that arise out of free will, people rejecting God and such, and God constantly reaching out and man constantly reaching up, you've got all kinds of stuff that happens. And so the Holy Father, I thought, and what I heard was just beautifully proclaiming exactly where we are right now with this momentous occasion to bring the gospel into a Muslim country like this, where there is 10% Catholic there. There's a large Catholic population there. It's amazing how it has grown, in fact. That's a whole nother story that maybe we could talk about on another broadcast. But there's amazing things happening right now in the Arab world and the Muslim world, not just the Arab world, but in Indonesia. We have, you know, hundreds of thousands of converts now to the
Catholic. Really?
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know that.
It's phenomenal what's going on over there. And our Holy Father is leading the charge here with this awesome, awesome opportunity. So just remember, pluralism is not indifferentism. The Holy Father never gave a message of indifferentism, that, you know, it doesn't matter what religion you belong to. No, he is simply painting a real picture of where we are. And we need dialogue. We need to stop killing each other, right? Can we all agree on that one?
Amen.
Because you're not really gonna, you know, bring forth the gospel of Jesus Christ when you're blowing each other's brains out. All right. So, you know, we need to come together and begin a dialogue that ends in Jesus Christ.
I can quote you on that.
Amen.
You're not really bringing the gospel if you're blowing each other's brains out.
that's
Tim Staples,
that's
right. But right under that. Hey, we're in the midst of, if you're just joining us, we're in the midst of our quarterly pledge drive. We have these wonderful donors who have given us pledge money for each hour. Today, the first hour, we had a $10,000 match, and we were able to meet that match, and we're very, very grateful for it. This hour, we have another $10,000 match, a dollar-for-dollar match, and this is how we stay funded for the next 3 months. A little earlier, our president, Chris Cech, was in here, and he did mention that we are still looking for matching money for a Thursday of this week. If you are one of those people who has been especially blessed, and you would like to help us in this way, check with your spouse and then call that number, 888-291-8000, so that we can you can talk to – you just ask for Chris Cech, and he'll explain how it all can be done. But for everybody else, I just want to let you know, every single line is open right now. We just need to fill up the phone lines.
That's, you know,
just
what?
We're just in that position. 888-291-8000.
That's 888-291-8000. Let me just say this. You know, for that call that just came in, right, you have a wonderful Catholic man who – you know, here's snippets of what the Holy Father said, and then you've got some media people going nuts. The Pope is in preaching indifferentism, and real questions arise. That's why we need to be here, folks. You know, to give people context of what the Holy Father is actually saying, right? Not that popes can't make mistakes in non-infallible teachings, of course.
Right.
But you also don't want to create mistakes where there aren't any, right? And so, you know, that's one of the important things we do here at Catholic Answers is we present the truth unbiased. We're going to present to you what the Catholic Church teaches and what the Holy Father says. And you know, when you go to the news media at large, there is a bias, an anti-Catholic bias, an anti-Christian bias in the popular media that is absolutely astounding. In fact, an anti-Christian bias, an anti-conservative bias. You're not going to get that here at Catholic Answers. You're going to get the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. But folks, we need to hear from you right now if we are going to continue. Because right now, my friends, we've got all the phone lines open. We need to hear from you now or we are not going to make our match. Please, the number is 888. There, somebody just called. All right, we're on the right path
all right,
here.
Just like 12 or something lines more to go. I don't know how many.
That number is 888-291-8000. You guys are making me nervous. There may be some folks you've been meaning to do it. Maybe even the last time out, you said, yeah, maybe I should call. You know what? Now is the time. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you like to go online, it goes to the same kitty. Or you can call us. But we need to hear from you. And I will emphasize again, yeah, I do believe there's several of you out there that could give that $1,000. But I want all of you to know it's the $15 a month, $25 a month gifts. That is our bread and butter here at Catholic Answers. Those one-time gifts of $500, $100, but especially those monthly gifts, $10. And I'll guarantee you, there's some folks right now, you've been given $25 a month. You could double it. You could give $50 a month. Give us a call and we will up your monthly donation. But we are getting to crunch time now, folks. And we're not there yet.
And those lines are not yet filling up. Maybe you're dialing right now. 888-291-8000 is the number. I want to, again, Darren, the director of the radio department, he arranges these gifts that we can give you because he says to me all the time, you know, the thing that really, really you should be saying is, can you be a monthly donor? Because those monthly donors, yes. It's hard to explain, but it's in our state of dependency, that means so much to us when there's regular income coming in each month. So
Amen.
If you're able to pledge at $20 a month, $30 a month, $40 a month, we're going to send you two fine books to say thanks. Bad Shepherds, The Dark Years in Which the Faithful Thrived While the Bishops Did the Devil's Work from the very fine writer Rod Bennett. And we'll also send you Steve Weidenkopf's one-volume history of the Catholic Church, Timeless, A History of the Catholic Church from Steve Weidenkopf. That is for a monthly pledge of $20 a month. We're able to do that, but maybe you could do 30, 40, 50. We'd be very grateful. For those who are able to give a one-time pledge of $500, we can give you those two books, but we'll also add this great adventure, A Journey Through the Bible from Ascension Press, that they just have to keep turning the presses back on. This is so popular. We want to send that to you. Ascension Press's The Great Adventure Bible, Your Journey Through the Bible, the Catholic edition. We'll send it to you. We need you to pick up the phone and call right now, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. It also counts if you go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, take about, I don't know, 2 minutes, maybe 2.5 minutes. You'll get the whole thing done. It means so much to us. I have lost one of my computer screens, so I don't know how many people are on the line.
Oh, my goodness.
We need you to dial 888-291-8000. We want to make that match, and we want to get fully funded for the next 3 months, and we want people like Tim Staples and Jimmy Akin to be able to get in here in the studio and start doing those podcasts.
Oh, my
goodness.
Long
past time for you two to start
doing
that podcast.
And now I'm really nervous.
Why?
Because our screen just went down, so I don't even know how many are on the line. But folks, we need to. We are coming down now to the last 15 minutes. We have not made our match, folks. We need your help at 888-291-8000. We have Darren scurrying about here trying to figure out what just happened. We just lost our screen.
But folks, computer, right?
Please do not stop calling, though, at 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you because we do not want to make this. We actually started good the first hour, and suddenly we have dropped off. So we need some folks now to pick up the phone.
I think people enjoy you having that last 15-minute anxiety attack or whatever. I think so. That people like – because it does seem like, again, this hour, we really need to ask you for your help in a somewhat urgent way by dialing 888-291-8000. Use up that match. Let's get this thing fully funded for the next 3 months, 888-291-8000. And as Tim has said – there are people who are just, I don't know, I have another way to say it, just especially blessed. They've had a great year or maybe a great decade, and God bless you. We're happy you did, but you can make that $1,000 pledge, in some cases a $5,000. We have seen $10,000 pledges. Love to see that again.
Oh my goodness.
If you can, I'll tell you what. I can guarantee you this. We're going to put the money to good use.
Amen.
But all that money is going to go to doing the one thing that the Lord asked us to do, go and make disciples of all the nations. If we won't explain the faith, if we won't defend the faith, if we won't invite people to join the faith, we are not doing that most basic thing that Jesus asked of us. And we try to do it here every day. We do not ever have the impression we're doing it on our own, or we're the special ones in here doing it. This is has been from day one a team effort where lay faithful, clergy, women religious, the educated, the uneducated, the rich, the poor. I mean, we all together have made this happen, and we come to you relying on you.
You know what, Si?
Yep.
I'm reminded of being in Dallas, Texas, with my good friend, Father Mitch Pacwa. Years ago, we were doing a conference together, and we were up in his hotel room with some friends afterward. And Father made the point that has stuck with me all these years. This had to be 15 years ago, that we live in a unique time in that the perennial problem in the Catholic Church has always been, we have the greatest theologians, the greatest minds in the world in every generation for 2,000 years, without fail, the greatest minds on the planet are Catholic. But in every generation, the difficulty, the perennial problem has been to get the great wisdom of these great men into the pews. For the first time in history, with the advent, especially of Catholic radio, but media in general, radio in particular, with Pope Pius XI, when he flipped the switch on Vatican radio way back when, we now have the ability to bring the greatest minds. Think of the people we've had on this broadcast, from Cardinal Arinze to Cardinal Pell to Cardinal Burke to archbishops galore, bishops, priests, the greatest minds we've had. Folks, you can flip the switch, turn on the radio, and get it. You can get great philosophy and great theology to the person in the pew. Folks, we cannot let this great gift die. And my friends, we need you all right now. We are coming down. We've got 12 minutes left, and we need your help at 888-291-8000. Oh my goodness. We have people waiting until the last minute again. They're doing it to me again, Si. 888-291-8000. Folks, we're not there yet. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Some reason we started out better there in the first half hour, and the second half hour has fallen off the table. So, folks, now thanks be to God. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines have just lit up, but we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 13 lines. 6 of them are not.
Let me just say real quick. Tim,
so that's for you. Those 6 are for you at 888-291-8000. Yes.
Somebody on Facebook said they tried calling and got a message about the office being closed. I can tell you some are getting through. If you're not getting through, just if you'll do us the great favor of just dial again or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It really is a couple minutes there. It's phone friendly too, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. So a couple people have called and not gotten through, but we obviously are getting some through.
Yeah.
So I just want to let you know.
Is that the problem?
Don't worry. Your call will eventually get through. Just dial 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
I just saw Darren running down the hall to correct, to find it. So something's gone wrong. I knew there was something wrong here at this second. All right, folks, you know what? They're going to figure it out. If you're calling and having a hard time, keep calling. folks. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000 is the number. As we're going to continue to take calls because that's what we do here. Let's go to Mike in Colorado Springs, Colorado, listening on 970 AM. Mike, your question for Tim Staples.
Hey, Brother Tim Staples, how are you?
I'm doing well. I saw our call screener mentioned here that I know you from somewhere, don't I?
Well, only through just the great ministry you guys provide. I just wanted to call to say it was 5 years ago, February 4th, 2014. So I know it's a day off, but you were doing Catholic Answers Live. I was raised Catholic, and then I was evangelical for 35 years.
Wow.
And then in 2014, I was going through RCIA. And, of course, you know, lots of voices there from the radio and TV that God just kind of brings, converges, and you were one of them, brother.
Wow.
I want to tell you, I was really stumped on faith and works and just how to interpret Galatians, how to interpret Romans.
Yes.
And you just explained and laid it out so well about works of law versus works, all works. And that really helped me out a lot. I just want to tell you thank you. And, of course, the other one was way before that was, like, in November, I called and caught Carl Keating. And, of course, the questions were about Mary as an evangelical. But, anyway, I just wanted to say I really appreciate your guys' ministry. And thank you very much. But yours was the one that sealed the deal for me.
Wow.
And I decided this is the truth. This is the truth.
My goodness. It's
been 5 years, so. Well, thank you very much, brother.
Praise God, Mike. Thank you so much for calling. And I have to tell you, man, you just made my day. This, folks, is what it's all about. And this is why you really, folks, you need to get on the phone right now. And I know we've had trouble with the phones. We are so sorry about that, those of you who have had trouble getting through. But like I said, we are not there. We need your help now at 888-291-8000. We have thousands of stories like the one you just heard from Mike, whose life was changed because of Catholic Answers Live. And he is receiving today the greatest gift in the universe, the gift of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist because of this broadcast. And of course, the grace of God that uses this broadcast to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. But without your support, folks, this is true. This doesn't happen. So when you call right now and you give, you really are participating in the salvation of souls like our friend Mike. And folks, believe me, souls are on the line. We're talking about salvation. Becoming Catholic is not about, well, oh boy, we get a nice bonus. No, you get salvation, my friends, because anyone who knows either refuses to enter. I'm going to quote Lumen Gentium 14 there from the Dogmatic Constitution on the Church. Anyone who refuses to enter or to remain in the Church knowingly rejects will be lost and will be subject to a more severe judgment. That's according to Vatican Council II, Lumen Gentium, paragraph 14. So we're not just talking about, you know, oh, it's so wonderful to become Catholic. It's a nice option. No, this is salvation,
this is
my friends.
Right.
This is reality. Mike discovered it, and there's so many more that need to, but we need your help. We've got a whole bunch of open lines here at 888-291-8000. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 open lines. We need to hear from you now. We've got to make this $10,000 pledge. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can do it online or go to 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000.
5 minutes left.
And 5 minutes left. And let me let you know, when we go off the air, we will continue answering the phones. People will stay as long as the phone continues ringing. They'll stay picking them up. So go ahead and dial 888-291-8000. Also, overnight, you can, if you're driving or if you're not somewhere where it's convenient, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let me give out the number again before we go. 888-291-8000. Thank you so much to
everyone. We need you to keep calling, folks. Don't stop.
No, don't stop. And we can't tell if those lines are not filling up because they're not calling or because it's part of that trouble, but about half the lines keep filling up, and then maybe we hit a problem point at that. So just keep dialing. They want to take your call. You're going to talk to somebody here right in the building at Catholic Answers. One of the employees here will pick up your phone, the phone, and take your pledge or donation. If you can make that $20 a month pledge, we'd love to send you both books, Bad Shepherds and Timeless, The History of the Catholic Church. 888-291-8000. Dial now, please. 888-291-8000. We'll be back with more Open Forum tomorrow. 888-291-8000. Thanks, Tim.
Great to be with you.